Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Good day, Emmanuel Faith. Pastor Scott here. My devotional today is called Go and Do Likewise. So how do you normally respond when someone does something for you that's off the charts? How do you respond when someone serves you in a way that makes you feel embarrassed, that makes you feel uncomfortable, that makes you feel amazing? Well, if I could be so bold as to hazard a guess, I would suggest it's probably in one of two general ways, though it may be in both. First, you may say, thank you, over and over and over again, to the point that you're asked to stop. And second, or second, you may say, I owe you for this one, or how can I ever pay you back, or you know I can't pay this back, right? In one response, we show gratitude. In the other, we show we think we've just incurred a debt we have to pay back. In yesterday's message, we learned Jesus sacrificed for us, so now we get to go sacrifice for Him, which is right and good. However, what is not right or good is to sacrifice for Him from a place of thinking we somehow have to pay Him back for what He did. Why? Because we can't pay Him back for what He did, ever. Of course, this is exactly why He did what He did. Friends, Jesus didn't go to the cross to secure for Himself a people who feel burdened by a debt they feel they need to repay. He went to the cross to secure for Himself a grateful and thankful people who live in His grace and who no longer serve Him out of obligation, but out of joy and in freedom. So today, as you sacrifice for Him, ask that you would be given the ability to do that without a hint of thinking you somehow have to pay Him back for what He did for you. Well, I'm Pastor Scott Smith, and I'll see you along the way.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.